The In Deep show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
We're down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep. I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go. Smell it, it's in the air.
Welcome back to another edition of the NB Show. I am your man, Big B. We're back together, ready to get going, ready to do our thing. As y'all know, I do not do this show alone. I have my crew with me. My crew today consists of, damn it, Gina.
Hey, Deepsters. Hey.
And well, you know what you got to do. I like for everyone to rise to their feet, remove their hats, and all hail the queen.
Sup?
What's going on, queen?
Nothing. What's happening? What's happening, hot cookie?
I raised the intro for queen so high, and she just brings it right back down to level with sup. No doubt. We have another member of the crew that is is running a little bit late. He's going to join us, and but until then, I'll get the frog out my throat and then get the show started.
All right, how about
ribbit,
that?
Ribbit.
So how was everybody's weekend? Well, first of all, oh, damn it, Gina.
Mm-hmm.
So you owe me like some housework or something because I have to spend portions of my week, each week, fielding questions of where's Dan Magina, what's going on with Dan Magina, blah, 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 blah. Talk to the people.
Yeah, after you finish his housework, you got to come do mine because I've gotten the same thing.
Oh, okay. hello to all of my one or two fans out there. Yay. Life has been going on just... school, trying to finish that up, and work, and child, and just so much. Big move. My birthday just passed. I mean, there's been a lot in these last few months trying to start a new business. So the In Deep show has never been too far from my mind. It just had to be put on hold for just a little bit. So here I am. I miss you guys.
We missed you too.
Aw.
I know you don't think so, but we did.
Aw. Thank you, queen. Oh, hell, the queen.
What's up?
No doubt. No doubt. And, queen, how was your weekend?
It was chill. Didn't really do a lot. Just hung out. Chilled. Ugh. There's some brunching in there, some eating in there.
Eating is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was pretty much the gist.
Beautiful, beautiful. And as promised, we have the other member of our crew. We might call it Queen. We might have to call this the milk carton edition.
How about that?
Because we have long lost members. 15WA.
What up?
What's going on with you, sir?
Man, just chill. Just walk in.
No, I'm like, can you stop Blair Witching me before I throw up in the studio?
I was trying to make it, but the main reason why I wanted to come wasn't there.
Oh, that's messed up.
All right.
That's messed up, dude.
Yeah, yeah. He's been hearing the shenanigans of Mr. Doc Wiley.
Oh, okay.
So what's been going on with you, sir?
Nothing really. Just chilling, man. How's everybody?
Great.
Good.
It's Gina. I finally get to meet you. Not in person, but I finally get to meet you.
Absolutely. Close enough. How are you?
Good. Can't complain.
It's good.
Hey, Dana. What's up, Mean?
Hey. I miss you, buddy.
How you been?
Well,
I've been great.
Well, my
good. You've been traveling the world.
Yeah, I've been doing a little bit of something. Mm-hmm. Getting it in.
My camera got to act up.
Got to get out there. See what's up.
I know that's right. I'm trying to be like you when I grow up.
Me too.
Well, being as though we're all not that far in age, you can too. We can talk about it. I'll help you. Help get your plans together.
No, I just want to just go with you. You always do the fun stuff. So. Yeah. Let me know where's the next trip. Yeah. Tickets, how much? Okay, yeah. Don't just set me up. I want to go somewhere. No, I want to. That's the whole point for you to be
there.
You
know, when I, like, a lot of times I go places, I don't know where I'm going.
So?
Like, I don't know.
So?
Okay.
That's
cool
stuff.
See, that's what I do. I just say, Queen, tell me how much money I got to give you.
Yeah, what I need to give you.
Tell me what time I got to be at the airport.
And just let me get an hour, you know, ahead so I can hit the bar first, and then I'll be ready to go. See, there you go. That's all I need.
See, but I got to start traveling with Queen more when I get 50, because Queen be taking, some of these trips, I mean, she be doing more stuff than I do at my day job. So I'm like, that's not really vacation. That sounds like a lot of work.
I ain't gonna lie. One trip, it was a lot.
It's just a lot of packing, unpacking, and carrying bags. I want to be beachside with a steady inebriation for 4 days.
Okay.
Well, we got to get it together. We should try to plan a In Deep Show, you know, out of the country trip.
Oh, absolutely. Y'all heard that.
That would be crazy. What'd you say?
A reunion.
That'd be fun.
Woo.
Not in the country. We got to go out, because, you know, when you go out of the country, it's, you know, what happens stays out.
I ain't gonna put Neen's business out there, but all I'm going to tell y'all deeps is this. If you're going to travel with me and Neen, you better bring your drinking pants.
Oh, well, true that.
I'm just saying. If you got one of them full body Puff Daddy shiny suits, you better bring that, because we going to test your liver.
Oh, my.
We going to tell you. You might want to get a check before you leave.
That sound like a long vacation.
No, it can be a weekend. It's cool.
Oh, right? Okay. We don't need long. You know we don't need long.
Just drinking itself.
Man.
That was long.
3.5 hours. We'll have you rethinking your life.
That's it?
So don't take long.
Clearly.
Because we're drinking before we land, so.
Absolutely.
I got it going down in the airport lobby.
In the lobby, on the plane.
Absolutely.
We stopping through duty free on our way out.
Mm-hmm.
We doing it.
In the baggage area. Yeah.
I'm saying.
There you go. Got one of those, what do they call it, camelback joints?
Little tube.
Yeah, with the little tube.
Instead of water, it's going to have, like, tequila.
There you
tequila.
Go.
Tequila.
Absolutely.
Or bourbon. Whatever.
That is wonderful. So 1-5, would you like to tell the people what you've been up to? They haven't heard from you in, like, a year.
Just working and trying to raise the kid, but I got a new job.
Yay.
Congrats.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. Congrats. I got the pleasure to hang out with 1-5 and nephew this weekend. We did the monster truck thing and just watching Nephew lose his mind is just an enjoyment on its own. So,
and that's all he keeps talking about. Trucked the hell out of me on Sunday. Well, what kind of car is this? What kind of truck is this? And now he on muscle cars.
Expensive hobby, sir.
Hey, I showed him a couple muscle cars on Google, and he was like, oh, I need one of those.
What is he, like 8?
Yep, just turned 8 last week.
That's funny. Baby got a long way to go.
And he looking at the SS Impala.
See, there you go. I wonder why.
65 joint.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my.
Like, wow.
Plant that seed early, man. It'll grow into something wonderful. No
and
doubt.
Painting rooms.
All right, well. Whew. Gosh, I almost forgot, like, what do we do after this?
Well, kind of have to switch it up a little bit.
Yeah. You know, we always try to get it together.
Mm-hmm.
And that middle seat looks so empty.
Right?
I know.
This could be you, but you playing.
You know what I'm saying?
Boop, right there. Boop.
Well, we going to jump into the show, 1-5. Hang on as long as you can, and we definitely appreciate you for being here.
All right.
Here we go.
This is a test. This station is conducting a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test.
Night crew will help you get your Z's true. Sleep if you want, night crew will help you get your Z's true. Sleep if you want, night crew will help you get your Z's true. But here's the real scoop.
Yeah, what's the scoop, leg break? This one is it. Yeah, what's the scoop, leg break? This one is it. Yeah, what's the scoop, leg break? This one is it.
Woo. So, on the scoop today, we don't have the, diabolical diagnosis.
Hey, y'all.
So we're going to jump off with the scoop.
Hey.
So, first up on the scoop today, for all of you hockey people out there, I don't know if you were able to catch the NHL All-Star festivities this weekend. But if you didn't, I don't know how this sort of oil and water mixture got together, but they had Snoop Dogg, out of all things, DJ the event.
Oh.
Now this is a live event, so it was kind of wild that first of all, if you got Snoop, you would think that, you know, he's going to get up and he's going to do his rap thing and, you know, get it in. Mm-hmm. And like I said, nah, he was DJing. But Snoop didn't bring his radio-friendly records.
Oh.
And Snoop played the uncut versions of songs on live TV.
Oh, boy.
It was pretty rough.
Was there... There should have been a delay, though, right?
No.
Okay. Oh, no time to edit.
Hmm.
If we can get this to play. Oscars!
Atlantic Division All-Star.
Oopsie.
Yeah.
So sorry.
Right.
So we got a motherfucker, a shit, a nigga.
Oh, boy.
That'll be the last time we get invited to something again.
How about that?
You know what I'm saying?
For the hockey crowd, that was a lot.
That was too much.
And there you go.
He's at the NBA All-Star game. That's what it was. Mm.
Right. So if it was the NBA, it would have kind of slid it right in.
Yeah.
Pause. But
Hockey?
Yeah.
Not so much.
No. Mm-mm.
Everybody in the stand was like, did they just say nigger?
Did he just say fuck?
So, yeah.
I'm sure that didn't go over well at all.
So he apologized, which is sort of worthless at this point.
A little too late.
But, yeah. To me, I kind of think, if you're the NHL, you should have been better equipped for this.
It should have been a delay like there is with any live television show.
Right. I mean, you have a notorious weed smoker at the controls doing something he normally doesn't do.
Yeah. I don't think someone thought that through. No.
No rehearsal or nothing.
And if you can see the video, he looked very lost, like... You know, like, what the fuck?
Where's the button?
He was just getting it in. So, I don't know.
Well, okay. From my... Well, my story is better than your story when it comes to us doing very well. So, I don't know if anybody has seen the SAG Awards, which I always forget any award show is on.
Me too.
But...
I bumped into it last night.
Really? Like, I totally forgot it was on. Yeah, so I was a little bit disappointed.
It helped.
Oh, see. Okay.
Oh.
Hey. And the reason why I say it's better because, you know, Snoop was doing his thing, embarrassed us a little bit. But then we had, you know, some really great awards. So, like, let's say, Outstanding Performance by Actor in a Leading Role was Denzel Washington for Fences.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody see that yet?
I have not. I want to see it. I haven't seen it.
I went to see it, but it was starting too late, and it was interrupting my steak and liquor. So.
Oh, well, there's that.
Okay.
15WA, you see it, Fences?
I have not. I will see it when it comes on HBO next year.
Okay. All right. Well,
okay.
Very well.
If it didn't have any killing or anything like that, I'm good.
Okay, great.
All righty.
Support your people.
Murder, death, kill.
Right. Support everybody. all right. So, Outstanding Performance by a Male Actor in a Supporting Role. Now, I wish Mark was here so he could try to pronounce this, but I'm going to go with Mahershala Ali for Moonlight. Haven't seen that movie, and I really
That's
do want to see
it. I really want to see that one.
Yeah, I do want to see that.
Yeah.
It looks like a really great movie.
I have not.
No?
I think I kind of... I have Hidden Figures sort of relegated to on demand.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, at least you're going to pay for it, so yeah, that's cool. And it was also Outstanding Performance by a Female Actor in a Supporting Role, and Viola Davis won that for Fences.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which is pretty dope.
Mm-hmm.
And next one, the rest of them I don't care about, but this one, Outstanding Performance by Cast in a Theatrical Motion Picture, was Hidden Figures. So... It was a lot of us winning last night, which was pretty dope.
Now, let me get your opinion. Do you think this was just sort of a spoonful of, hey, black people, shut your mouth. We heard you last year. Here you go.
Well, I was going to get to that.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I was going to, because I was thinking, it made me think of two things, honestly. One was the Oscar So White,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of what you were just saying.
Right.
And it made me wonder, like, are they just giving the awards to these folks just because, you know, they don't want to hear anything, they don't want anybody to say anything? Although these are awards by your peers.
Mm-hmm.
So which kind of makes it a little different than like a Golden Globe or whatever the hell the other one, Academy? Mm-hmm. Golden Globe? What's the other one?
Oscar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, do you believe that? Do you just think, no, these were really great movies, even though we haven't seen any of them, but...
Right. My concern is that, because what they usually say, I'm sorry, you about to go?
No, feel free. I'm not here. Go ahead.
I was looking at her. I'm sorry. But my concern is that they're going to get the SAG Awards but not get the big awards, which is still considered the Oscars. So that's, I don't know. Like I said, I still sort of feel that this is sort of a hush, just sort of a hush your mouth sort of scenario.
Well, all right. You know, to be honest, I don't really care one way or the other. I think the actors that won deserved it. And if they're willing to acknowledge it this year, and, you know, who cares? I just really think that they deserved what they received, the award they received. I don't want to even dissect the rest of it, because there's always going to be an issue with, you know, us deserve, you know, getting what we deserve in terms of acknowledgement. So I don't care about that part. I really think they deserve to win, and they did. So there you go.
Cool. 15.
Well, I'm going to say that this is a political stunt. They said, hey, we took Obama away from him. Why not just give him a couple of awards so they could rebound off of this emotionally? That's all I think.
Well,
all
right.
Well, if that's the case, thank you.
I know, right?
We're all having a hard time.
It doesn't
so
make
you.
Up for Obama. So.
Damn Constitution. Taking Obama away.
Right.
I know, right? Now I'm depressed.
Okay, right. So... Also, I wanted to ask another part of that question. So with everybody that, you know, that was coming up on stage, they were saying, you know, very politically charged statements, you know, especially with the ban on, quote unquote, the Muslim ban, even though he says it's not, but it really is. So everybody got up and said something, you know, hey, this is not my America. This is not how, you know, we do things here, you know, and... Everybody should be welcomed. And I'm trying to find what Taraji said. It was let me see. Hold on one sec. I mean, I was very proud of the ladies that they actually won. So, but I mean, her speech was a little long, but the part she says was, this is what happens when we put our differences aside and we come together as human race. We win, love wins every time. So people were up there just going off on it. So I wanted to find out from you guys, actors, you know, whether it's on stage, at an award show, it's on Twitter, you know, Facebook or whatever, do you care if an actor you like or don't like, if they make a political statement?
No.
Can you expound on that no, sir?
When you finish chewing.
Right. When you get that chip down, can you can you answer? You want me to come back to you?
Okay. Yeah,
I'm gonna give you some more chewing time.
Yeah,
Gina,
so you can digest.
Yeah. Gina, you might need a sip of water too.
Dude, I know, right? Let's go ahead with Yogi.
Is that Kool-Aid? What is that?
No, this is actually pink lemonade.
Oh, okay. All right, my bad. Okay. Anybody?
Somebody.
I feel like if you haven't talked about shit like all year, or like people don't recognize you to be involved with a point or a view, just don't use this for your 30 seconds to grandstand. You know what I mean? It's like if it doesn't resonate as genuine to me, I have an issue with it. But if you like the one dude, I think he had a good point, but to me, he should have got an award for his speech last night, because that seemed extremely acted. The brother that won for Moonlight.
Okay.
That seemed like he should have got it. They should have came up with another award, like, bro, you nailed it here. Take that one. Because, you know, you look like he almost had the forced cry going. And
well,
you know,
if I remember correctly, I remember reading he... converted to Islam, I think, like 14 years ago. So this is, you know, this whole thing that's going on probably means, you know, a lot to him too.
I can dig it. And again, this is a you know, it's a great moment. Mm-hmm. But Muslim people have been going through hell, you know, pretty much all of 2016 and beyond, if I can remember. And
that's 9/11.
Yeah. Right, so it's like, before you got a role, before you got an award, where was your moment to come out and speak? Where was your moment to come out and tweet? Where was, you know, and maybe he did, and I don't, because I don't follow him, so maybe he did do these things, and maybe he, you know, but, you know, you picked, and maybe, I don't know, some people say you should pick your biggest stage to make your points, but...
Absolutely.
But at the same time, like I said, it just didn't resonate to me as completely genuine. It just seemed like the thing to do. It's like almost when everyone goes up and gets an award and they get that sort of moment of pause where they kind of close their eyes and they... You kind of know, like, all right, what are we, animals, what beating animals, what are we doing, what are we about to rant about right now? You know what I mean? So it kind of gets played a little bit for me.
Well, I'd like to say throughout, you know, history, artists have used their art, whether it's painting, whether it's music, whatever their thing may be, to speak out against injustice and things like that. I think... I would never probably have that kind of audience to be able to hear what I have to say about what's going on today. So I think you should use that opportunity. Every chance you get, I think that was the perfect opportunity to say whatever needed to be said. I would be disappointed if they didn't use that opportunity to express themselves. So I think they should have. Kudos to them.
Well, I mean, I think that it was the perfect opportunity. It's always a perfect opportunity when everybody could see. But if you really want to make a statement, then you got to make a statement first by hitting pockets. Hitting, you know what I mean, the government pockets first. And the statement should have been made a long time ago, not just now. Should have been made a long time ago. I mean, because who's to say they can't do this to Christians or, you know, this, any type of religion, you know, besides Muslims? Not fair. So I just think it's a crock of bull crap, for real, for real. We own it today, tomorrow we'll be off of it.
That's another valid point. You know, you're here today, when we gonna hear something else from you? You know, when is gonna be your next moment to shine, or when's gonna be your follow-up, or so, I don't know. Some actors and actresses, you recognize them for having a cause. Even with musicians like Bono and Eddie Vedder with Pearl Jam, you know that they're directly tied and related to a number of causes and stuff that they speak on constantly through their music, constantly through ads, constantly through, you know, interviews. And so when you hear them speak on it, it's nothing new. It's not shocking. It's okay. Hey, you know, it's information. And then when you hear people sort of come out the blue, for me, it's just like, eh.
Well, you know what? I think everybody has their moment, though. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I think everybody has that one thing that clicks for them where it's like, you know what? I was silent. I can admit it. Now I have a large platform where I can speak out and speak my voice. And I think a lot of times when, you know, sometimes when celebrities actually come out and they say something, you know, there are the people there that beat them up for coming out to say stuff. So I think that's why sometimes I think people keep quiet, because it's like, you know, oh, I just want my actors to act. You know, I don't want them to say anything. Just go up there and do your thing. Make a movie, entertain me, sing for me, and then go away. I don't want you to do or say anything political or anything that has to do with anything, because, you know, then that, you know, for some changes the look of that person for them. But personally, I think if you have the platform to say something, say something. And a lot of times, though, too, there are a lot of people that are famous and a lot of people that have money that are in the background doing things and we just don't know. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, perfect example, think about Prince. When he passed, it was like, it kind of came out like he was doing so much stuff for people. I mean, you know, you always kind of had an inkling he was doing things. But, I mean, it was like, wow, I didn't know he was doing that. Wow, I didn't know he was doing that. Wow, I didn't know he was doing that. Wow, you know, it was just like, it just kept coming and coming and coming. So people are out there doing stuff. But I think when you get the opportunity to actually say something, you know, I think it's important to be able to do it if it's something you believe in and you're not just jumping on the bandwagon. And I'm not going to say, because I didn't hear all the speeches from the SAG Awards, so I can't say, you know, who was getting up there just to get up there. But for the ones that I did see, I can tell that, you know, when it got up there, they were in the moment and they were feeling it, and they may have sat down like, oh shit, I could have just alienated like half of my, you know, my fans, mm-hmm. you know, by what I just said, you know, which I, like I said, those are the people that just want you to act and just shut up and, you know, go home. But, you know, for the other side, it's cool. But just thinking about Madonna, going back to the Women's March and how she was up there and she was saying some stuff, but I think she kind of went left when everybody else was going right.
Right.
So, but I mean, it's kind of like, well, that's Madonna. You know, she off and she random.
Right.
But she could have, like, right. She could have kept some of that to herself. Like from what I hear, and I missed Scarlett Johansson's speech. Hers was very personable. And she gave, like, some life experience as to why, like, Planned Parenthood was important for her. And so, you know, speeches like that, I think that's important because people need to hear, like, hey, you know, I went through this stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Planned Parenthood is important to me because, you know, X, Y, and Z. You know, I mean, it's more than just what the people out there think it is. It's a lot right. more than that. And people need to hear these things because, you know, maybe you don't turn on the news. Maybe you get your news from Twitter, because sometimes I do that too.
By the way, Ashley Judd got it in.
Oh, she got a good speech too?
She had it. I mean, okay. It was more like a speech slash lyrics.
Oh,
slash.
I gotta look her up. Look, well, she's always honestly. She's always. I would say for the most part, Ashley Judd tries to stay woke. Sometimes she goes left too, but for the most part, you know, she's cool. I would say for the most part, but you know, yeah, I don't know. I'm like, I mean, just like we probably say stuff people don't want to hear all the time too.
I am a nasty woman. I'm not as nasty as a man who looks like he bathes in Cheeto dust.
Oh.
A man whose words are a diss track to America. Electoral college sanctioned hate speech contaminating this national anthem. I'm not as nasty as Confederate flags being tattooed across my city. Maybe the South actually is gonna rise again. Maybe for some, it never really fell. Blacks are still in shackles and graves just for being black. Slavery has been reinterpreted as the prison system in front of people who see melanin as animal skin. I am not as nasty as a swastika painted on a pride flag. And I didn't know devils could be resurrected, but I feel Hitler in these streets. A mustache traded for a toupee. Nazis renamed the cabinet. Electroconversion therapy, the new gas chamber, shaming the gay out of America, turning rainbows into suicide notes. I am not as nasty as racism, fraud, conflict of interest, homophobia, sexual assault, transphobia, white supremacy, misogyny, ignorance, white privilege. I'm not as nasty as using little girls like Pokemon before their bodies have even developed. I am not as nasty as your own daughter being your favorite sex symbol. Like your wet dreams infused with your own genes. But yeah, I'm a nasty woman. A loud, vulgar, proud woman. I'm not nasty like the combo of Trump and Pence being served up to me in my voting booth. I'm nasty like the battles my grandmother's fought to get me into that voting booth. I'm nasty like the fight for wage equality. Scarlett Johansson, why were the female actors paid less than half of what the male actors earned last year? See, even when we do go into higher paying jobs, our wages are still cut with blades sharpened by testosterone. Why is the work of a black woman and a Hispanic woman worth only 63 and 54 cents of a white man's privileged daughter? This is not a feminist myth. This is inequality. So we are not here to be debunked. We are here to be respected. We are here to be nasty. I'm nasty, like my blood stains on my bed sheets. We don't actually choose if and when to have our periods. Believe me, if we could, some of us would. We don't like throwing away our favorite pairs of underpants. Tell me, why are pads and Tampax still taxed? Ooh, that was a brand name. Why are tampons and pads still taxed when Viagra and Rogaine are not? Is your erection really more than protecting the sacred, messy part of my womanhood? Is the bloodstain on my jeans more embarrassing than the thinning of your hair? I know it is hard to look at your own entitlement and privilege. You may be afraid of the truth. I am unafraid to be honest. It may sound petty, bringing up a few extra cents. It adds up to the pile of change I have yet to see in my country. I can't see. My eyes are too busy praying to my feet, hoping you don't mistake eye contact for wanting physical contact. Half my life, I have been zipping up my smile, hoping you don't think I want to unzip your jeans. I am unafraid to be nasty because I am nasty, like Susan, Elizabeth, Eleanor, Amelia, Rosa, Gloria, Condoleezza, Sonia, Malala, Michelle, Hillary. And our pussies ain't for grabbing.
Amen.
Therefore, reminding you that our walls are stronger than America's ever will be. Our pussies are for our pleasure. They are for birthing new generations of filthy, vulgar, nasty, proud Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, Sikh, you name it, for new generations of nasty women. So if you, a nasty woman, or you love one who is, let me hear you say, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I love you. Thank you.
Damn, Ashley Judd.
I love that.
I can't believe I didn't hear about that one.
I know.
Ashley Judd woke as fuck.
I'm nasty.
I'm like, first of all, who taught Ashley Judd to be a slam poet?
I know, right?
Right.
I'm like, I was shocked to hear pussy. I was like, oh my lord.
Right. Well, Ashley. Hey, I mean.
Hey, I'm not mad at her.
You can talk about it on the news. You can talk about it at a women's march.
Absolutely.
But no, for real. Like, I was really like, wait, Ashley? Is that you, girl? I mean, you know, I know she likes, she speaks out. She's right. One of the people that I was talking about that Absolutely. Does speak out. And I actually did not hear that. But,
I really enjoyed that.
You better go.
I know.
You better do it. Right?
Hold out.
Oh, Ashley.
Snaps.
All right. Now, moving on to the next story.
All right.
DJ Khaled, we the best. We, nigga, we the best. The runners.
DJ Khaled. Representing ghettos across the world. Representing the hood.
That's one of my friend's favorite songs.
Well, in all his representation, Mr. Khaled just picked up a $9.9 million castle.
Damn.
In Beverly Hills.
There are castles in the United States?
That's what they
Oh, okay.
That's what they deemed it.
Wow.
So yeah, you know, he was this particular property is a 7-bedroom, 11-bathroom.
That's all.
I was about to say $10 million. Damn.
Yeah, but well, it's the area code.
Well, this is true.
90210.
Well, I'm just saying that's all for the bedrooms. I'm like, what the hell?
Right.
I'm thinking 10.
And you know, in the Mulholland Estate, so.
Mm.
That's you know,
major keys.
Yeah. He's the third owner of this property that was first owned by country singer Clinton Black, and then British singer Robbie Williams.
It probably still has like the new house smell to it.
Yeah, because it was just totally redone by Robbie Williams. So, you know, yeah, wow. They were asking for $11 million. He got him down to 9.9.
He probably gave him cash. That's probably why. I'll give you $9 million in cash. What's up?
And his wife already came out and said, no, he will not have a bunch of rappers in this house.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know.
I mean, you got 7 bedrooms. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be at least one.
Somebody.
It's probably going to be a studio or a studio somewhere.
Well,
party
yeah.
at some point.
You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, I guess as long as they come to that area to do business and
you
whatever.
Can't come in the house.
But
though.
They ain't gonna mm-hmm. just be just
hanging out in the living
weed
room.
Weed smelled and beer cans.
It gotta be like a
Douce bottles.
Like a guest house or something. I'm sure they could probably chill in.
Probably.
By the pool or something. Because, I mean, if you're paying $9 million for a house, I need you to have like a place
Vicious
for me
yard.
To a place for me to stay when I come. So intent. No, intent. DJ Khaled.
Gotta get past Mrs. Khaled on that one.
I'm nice. You let me in.
Alright, how about you on that? Alright, so we gonna get out of the scoop and get into some more of the show.
You don't need to fact check that. Those all those stories were true.
One time.
I'm just saying.
We'll be right back, y'all.
Welcome back to the In Deep Show. Thank you for listening to the show. We appreciate it. Thanks for sharing it. Are you still sharing the show? Because I kind of feel like you're slacking on that. Need you to do a little bit better. But thanks, though. Thank you. So you know, if you have any questions, you send it to indeepshow@yahoo.com. You want to send in some verbal feedback, that's 202-750-1437. 202-750-1IDS. All right, well, let's get into these questions. Big B, what you got?
My question today is a fairly simple one, but it seems to be debated often, and it's usually debated at the point of contact. And it's a simple question that goes, whose responsibility is it to speak? The person that is already in the room or the person that enters the room?
You want to go first, damn it?
Sure. I think it's the responsibility of the person entering the room. The other person is already there doing whatever. So usually when I walk into a room, I'm immediately like, hey, how are you? Or I'm, you know, greeting the person and, you know, saying hello. So I kind of think it's the responsibility of the person entering the room, not that of the person that's already in the room.
Now, do you do that because you have a natural bubbly personality? Or like suppose the person, the only person that was in the room was the one person on earth that you wish would eat shit and die.
Oh my. I am definitely naturally just bubbly, and I would speak probably just walking through the room because that's how I am. But if it's someone that I want to eat shit and die, that's a tough one. I probably, if it's a room full of people or a few people, I would probably not say anything and just kind of wait for it or whatever. But if that's the only person, I don't know, I probably still wouldn't say anything. If I really want you to eat shit and die, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to pretend I don't see you and you're the only person in the room.
And I think that's where the debate goes, because well, then the person in the room gets up and says, you know, why are you acting all effed up or whatever.
I was going to say, do they know you want them to eat shit and die? Or
but whether they know or not, they can be like, damn, because I'm already in the room. I'm established. You coming in, it's your duty to speak. So because you didn't speak, you got the stink attitude. I don't have a problem. You got a problem.
She know I want her to eat shit and die, so stop playing. She know I want her dead, and I want her eating shit while she do it. So stop playing. I ain't saying nothing. Fuck her.
That's what's up.
See?
I'm just saying, that's what's
debated up. Debated topic.
Well, let's see. The way I was raised, which was properly, you walk into a room, you speak. Mm-hmm. And, if it was somebody in the room, see, to be honest, I don't even give that much energy to people.
Yeah.
So I would probably say, I wouldn't say, hey, how you doing? I would probably say like, hey there, good evening, or hey, or something. You know what I mean?
The obligatory dry hey.
Say, right. Sup. You know what I mean? Like, with no question mark behind it, where it's just like, sup. So.
And immediately start talking to somebody else.
Right. Or doing what I got to do, go to the fridge, get a bottle of water, get some beer, whatever's in the fridge, and keep it moving. Walk right back out that room. And I'm not even waiting for that person to answer me back, because I don't really care if you answer me. I know I did what I was supposed to do. Enter a room, I speak. Even if it was dry, I don't care. I still did it. I don't care. But if it's, you know, like a crowd full of people or a room full of people, you know, I'm going to walk in and speak. Mm-hmm. I may not individually go around. Well, sometimes I do that, but I may not individually go around everybody. It might be like, hey, y'all. Hey, what's up, everybody? Or something like that. But, you know, other than that, you know, I think it's your duty as the person entering to speak.
All right.
I agree. If you're entering the room, you speak. I just feel that.
I was like, but, dot, dot, dot.
I just feel that there are circumstances that sort of murky the waters a little bit. I.e., like I said, if the person, the only person in the room is someone that you're having an issue with, then it kind of goes back to who did said fucked up gesture or what the issue is and blah, 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 what have you, what have you. You know what I'm saying? So like if I walk into a room and the only dude in the room is the dude that my girl, that, you know, my boy that fucked my girl,
oh,
not going to be all bubbly to want to say, hey, what's going on?
Well, why are y'all even in the same place?
Because he should be eating.
We could be coworkers.
Oh.
Walking into a room at work.
Well, if I did that, I would turn around and walk back out if it was one of those situations. Because, let me tell you why. Just because I might want to fight you.
You're right.
I need a minute to compose myself. So I'm going to walk. I'm going to do a 360, bloop, bloop, and walk back out the door. Be like, oh.
I might close the kitchen. Door behind me.
See, that's what I'm saying. You don't need to be doing all of that work.
Dive knee deep in that ass, pause.
Not at work.
Losing my job.
You know what I mean? You can quit before me. That's all I'm saying. Whatever.
Deeps, let us know what you think.
He shouldn't die.
Weigh in.
Right.
Who is supposed to speak? Sounds like a simple topic, but it's debatable.
Mm-hmm. Hey, damn it, Gina.
Give us some juicy angles on it, too.
Yeah. Damn it. Do you have one more question for us?
Let's see. I think I may have one more question. For those sports fans out there, could be male or female, if you meet someone and you guys like each other and you're dating, you're having a good time, and come to find out he or she does not like sports and you are a true diehard sports fan, is that a deal breaker for you? Is that enough to make you say, you know what, I like this girl, but every time I want to go to a game or every time the game is on or whatever, she just don't want to be around. She won't even come in the room, whatever. Or he, for that matter. You know, every time I just say I'm going to hang out with my friends, we're going to go to a game, he like, no, do that, all that, da da da. So the question again is it a deal breaker? Do you feel that strongly about sports?
I kind of look at that in two ways. I think it's cool for my significant other to like and appreciate sports. I think it's even cooler for them to be knowledgeable of said sport. But I do think that there's a line that I find, like when I go to bars, are often crossed that becomes turn off for me. And that's where the lady puts on so much of a presentation to prove to everyone I know this sport, that they ramble on and they ramble on and they ramble on about said sport and overlook the number one rule: talk on commercials, shut the fuck up while the game is on. You know what I'm saying? I don't really want my significant other standing beside me like, oh my God, fucking Brady overlooked the tight end going across the middle when he had the motherfucking flanker going down. I don't need
Why
that from you.
Why wouldn't you? I've heard you do that.
I can dig it.
Why wouldn't you, though?
I'm just saying what I don't need.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm sorry to jump in. But I'm like, why wouldn't you? Because I do know women that really legitimately know sports, and they would be like, damn, Brady did blah, 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 and but see, whatever the hell you just said.
Right. It's, see, and again, it's such a fine line. Like, if she were to say, oh, damn, you know, Brady missed his receiver. All right, cool. But if you break down shit like you just studied the fucking 11 on 11 film.
She could just be an ESPN analyst and she just sitting, you know.
And again,
if 11 on 11, is that like 11 dudes on another 11?
There's an angle.
Right.
There's an angle of film.
I would be in the bar. I just wouldn't be saying shit.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
So.
Yeah, I wouldn't be saying
You know, it's like.
End zone. Touchdown. I got that part down. Ooh, it was a when you throw the ball and the person from the other team get the ball.
What do you want? Do you want somebody who could be an analyst, or do you want somebody that's like,
I'm a Libra, so I want somebody balanced.
What was that?
I want somebody that knows stuff.
When you catch it from the other team.
Ooh, he just.
It's because I'm drinking. I know the term. I can't think.
But this is what happens at bars and football.
You Redskins, and I catch your ball. What is it?
Interception.
Thank you. Oh God, it's gonna kill me. Yes, like if I could see. I know that. I'd be like, ooh, that was a good catch. Ooh, that was a good hit. I recognize. Don't look at me like that.
I know. We both are like.
I recognize a good hit. I recognize if they do an interception, when they get a touchdown.
I recognize
out of bounds, end zone. That's all I get. Ooh, yep. And they be having the thongs. I mean, the thongs. What you call those things? The jockey. Oh, and the butt cheeks.
They're very seldom wear jock straps anymore.
They know, what would they wear?
Sometimes you can still see it, though.
Just a cup?
Sometimes it's a compression short that's underneath. It's not
but you can see the little line joints.
It's compression shorts. A lot of players do not wear jock straps anymore.
Oh. What do y'all do for the
B.A. Baracus.
Oh, so you butt cheeks? You don't care if you get hit in the nuts?
I mean, you would try not to, but it's,
oh, hell no.
It's just it's a part of the equipment that has gone the way of the dinosaur.
Oh, I'm like,
sort
you
of like thigh pads. You see guys don't wear thigh pads
anymore.
You got like
a 200-some pound man coming to get you. Okay, anyway, we got off topic,
nuts?
But whatever.
There we go.
Okay.
If I had nuts, right. I wouldn't
Doc, thanks, Doc.
Oh,
leave me.
Sorry.
The room got off of women talking about football.
Whatever.
Thank you, Doc.
I know.
That was an important question.
It was.
But, I mean, it's like, Super Bowl. Like I said, for me.
Sunday.
Did you say Super Bowl?
Super Bowl Sunday. Sunday.
Goddamn, 15 WA.
I'm sorry, I was trying to do the echo. I guess it didn't come out right. Sunday.
Look, like I said, balance.
I mean, bald.
Be knowledgeable. That is balance. But not extra knowledge. I don't need you to be like my nigga.
Brady went down you the know center what I'm saying? And that motherfucker.
Like I don't at any point need to look up and see you waving down
the
waitress. Talk about another picture and shit. You know, I'm like, God damn it, relax.
Boom.
Get that. Glass of wine.
You know what? Whatever.
No, <it's good. laughs> I don't go that hard.
I'm like, ain't nobody drinking wine at the bar.
But so. I'm just saying, for real.
I might.
Wait, you see me turn my head?
Some wine.
And I'm going to turn back to you.
But see, if I drink wine at the bottom, the bottle's coming to the table.
I'm sorry, I ain't both of y'all. But anyway,
I need a bottle of. I don't need a glass.
I drink
of
beer.
Shit. Bring that whole bottle here.
I like Blue Moon and Shock Top.
You know it's the same beer, right?
Yeah, I like them both.
Shock Top's better.
It is better.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry,
anyway.
I was off subject.
I get your nice deal on some at the end of the month, if you need. But we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
So yeah,
at the shop.
So yeah, balance. Have some knowledge of the sport. Don't be my nigga. you know what I'm saying?
See, I don't know. I mean, you know, like, I don't know. I think it's like real cool when women know, because a lot of times people don't think women know anything about sports. I think it's real cool when women know about sports and she can go that hard. Because, like, again, I have friends that are like that are really into sports, and it's not like, oh, I'm just going to learn this topic because I know men like it. Like, they are genuinely into basketball, football. Ain't nobody really into baseball.
But if you're calling out the intricacies of the
I said they could be an ESPN analysis.
Again, and if you are that, then
it's analyst.
Analyst.
I swear I have not been drinking that much today.
If you're that person,
that's probably the problem.
Then great. Right. If you're Jamila Hill, then great. Give me what you got.
She's an analyst.
But
she was in a commercial with the black dude and they were dancing. It was like the 80s.
Oh, did we saw? Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. If you're just
yay,
Jenny from the block, I don't need you. I don't need you. You know, before the snap of the ball, talking about okay, they in a bump and run coverage. Okay, no, Tampa two, they flex Tampa two.
AF. I'm sorry.
You know,
that's dope.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I'll answer
kinda,
after you.
I can. Well, I'm not. Actually, well, I was only going to comment on B's comment, which is I could see why you would probably feel that way, but I kind of see both. It's like I've seen women at the bar, and I'm like, oh, she's really knowledgeable. Okay. But, you know, she's like hanging out and they're all, when I've seen it, they've all just been kind of friends. She wasn't out with her man, quote unquote. Not saying you can't have one. I'm just saying what I've seen. But then I can kind of see how you like, damn, like if I want to be with the dudes quoting stats, then I'll be out with the fellas quoting stats, not out with my lady. But I can kind of see both. Like, why shouldn't a woman be able to, you know, be knowledgeable and still date and enjoy herself with her man, but then at the same time, I can't, so I'm on the fence. But I can kind of see both.
I'll stretch it to this point. If you have said knowledge, I would rather you save it for a moment where it's needed. I.e., if we're at the bar and somebody, let's just say somebody, because there's a lot of dudes that will throw some little side eye comments out there or whatever, and you pick up one of them comments and you need to read them their rights.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then, you know, that's when I would, you know, for lack of a better term, take the leash off and say, go on, get them, baby. Just let them know what you know. You know what I'm saying? That's cool, but I don't need you beside me.
So when it's convenient,
and or take if it shows, leash
or
off.
If it shows somebody
just,
up.
Just like, if the Olympics is on, you don't need me talking about, okay, that was a good pirouette. See, she pointed her toes on that. Okay.
I would have no problem.
You know what I'm saying? It's just.
I'd probably learn something.
I don't want to go to here. You don't want me here. I don't want you here. So
you want the gender roles to stay in the gender role? I mean.
Just respect the boundaries.
Basically, that's where it is.
Because, I mean, that's
especially
very
when he said Olympics. And right, I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah,
it was
a pirouette?
Right. I'm like.
Right.
Sir?
We, you know, figure skating is on. I'm like, oh, babe, watch. He's going. Oh, triple loop. You know. No, they're going to take off a percentage of a point because look at his hands. His hands wasn't straight on. You don't need me there.
But see, I would be like, damn, that's dope. How you know?
Nah, fuck all
I'll
that.
I'll be honest. I don't think that would be. I'm sorry.
I'm calling bullshit, queen.
No, I wouldn't. What do you? Why are you calling bullshit?
That you don't mind me there?
If you are knowledgeable about something
you can
that
be,
I don't know
but
about.
But here's the thing, though. I am knowledgeable of it. But I know not to let that shit come out.
But why? To me, that tells me you're not comfortable enough. If you like a triple sow cow.
Right.
And he landed on point. You know what I'm saying?
It's not about whether I'm comfortable or not.
What?
It's just about there's a time, place, and space for everything.
If we're sitting downstairs, let's say we're waiting for the... Hold up. Let me finish.
Okay.
We're sitting downstairs waiting for the show to start. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody here yet. We watching the Olympics and it really is a triple sow cow.
Okay.
You know, you wouldn't feel comfortable. And granted, not relationship-y, but you still wouldn't feel comfortable enough to be like, damn, that was dope. He landed right on the point.
See,
and
then he twirled around. That's what I'm saying. See?
And I was like, damn, I can't even believe he did that.
There's a difference between what you just said.
Yeah. And being a funny.
See, if I were to react and be like, yo, that was dope. He was on point with his landing, blah, blah, blah. That's okay. But if I would say, you know what? That was cool how he came out of the triple sow cow and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he went into, you know, I don't need to go into too many specifics.
So
I can still let you know that I recognize.
It's the detail that's the problem?
It's just the
like it's too
respect
much.
The space.
Okay. Maybe I'm
just respect
I'm
the space. Just like I said in the football, if we go back to the football, if she were to say, oh man, dude was wide open, you know? Mm-hmm. Okay. recognize that. I recognize that you know the game.
You don't want to show you realize, up? Is that what it is?
But I don't. No, it's not about showing up because I know.
I mean, I'm just trying to understand. I just like, don't I'm need to you. Get to the point. Like,
what I'm saying is I don't need so much detail regurgitated to where the point where you seem like you one of the niggas.
Okay, so being knowledgeable and or to you overly knowledgeable about a topic and being vocal.
Just wait, the same
I'm
way,
saying
just
that
the same
that kind of makes you feel like instead okay, of being
I'm gonna give you
now
a couple,
one of the niggas.
I'm going to give you a couple other examples, taking it away from sports and everything.
Okay. Well, I still want to answer your question, though.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So, for instance, Miss Oni, mm-hmm. fluent Spanish, mm-hmm. does not let anyone know that she's fluent Spanish. You know what I'm saying? And there's been situations where I've gone in, we've gone places, and I've been like, you know, well, Shawna, what's, you know? No, I don't let that out. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to not always be the smartest person in the room. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so that's the problem.
It's okay. Well, not saying it's the problem. The problem is...
kind of like a showing off thing.
The problem is the space. Just recognize the space.
Okay.
Recognize... and again, there's some dudes that might think that's sexy as shit. Salute. For me, I just don't. I don't need you breaking down defenses with me.
I got a question. I know I just asked a question, but more specifically, Queen. So if let's just say, because you said for you it wouldn't matter. So my question is, if your man was, you know, you and was around your friends, your girlfriends, and was like, you know, that pirouette that he did was just amazing, and he just fell just flawlessly. Like all the, would it matter then? Or you still would feel like my man is just look at him. He just
right.
Okay.
He's going into detail if you look at the Lithuanians, if you look at the Swedes versus the Russians.
First of all,
watch how they point their toe and watch how they flex
their. First of all, you just softened the shit out of that man's voice. So
okay, I'm sorry.
I mean, is he going to automatically turn to a gay man or
no? But if he was like, what? Like he landed, that's some sweet shit. He just,
I mean, but that's what I'm saying. That's
though.
How he was saying. No,
like he's like, girl, I'm gonna take you in the back, and it's gonna be on. But I mean, I guess okay, because I
but
said
see,
it.
Okay, so quick. So for me, if sexy. I'm seeing it, if I'm watching it, and like I see it go down, I'm like, whoa, he stuck it. He got it. That's all I need. That's just nothing beyond that. There's nothing beyond that. Okay. And then when they're showing the replays of that shit, I'm like, okay, watch. Look at his heel. See how his toes pointed? He said, you don't need to go. We don't need that. Just like I don't need my lady saying, oh my God, watch how when Brady pump fake, he pulled the linebackers up that enabled him to get it to his tight end. Cutting across on the post route, and I don't need
What's
that.
What's a pump fade and tight end?
See, that's where I need you. I need you a little bit above that, but not quite.
I need to know what a pump fade is. Why I need to know all that? I know he did an interception and touchdown out of bounds, and he made his first down. See, that's all you need.
Do you remember what your original question was?
No. But you do because you're ready to answer.
No, I was honestly trying to get back to that.
Okay, so the original question is for whether it be male or female, if you're someone you met and you guys like and you're dating and you enjoy this person and you come to find out that, you know, they don't really enjoy sports and you do, you like love it, whatever that sport may be, is it a deal breaker for you?
Okay, there we go. All right, so I don't think you're going to always like everything that your mate does. But I do think you need to sometimes just be respectful and go along because maybe they may want you there. Now, if you're going through it where you're asking 3 million questions about something, yeah, that's probably annoying as hell. Mm-hmm. Like, what was that called? What happened? Who's he? Why he on the field? Why they throw that flag?
No more.
I mean, you know what I mean?
I
like
can't
that.
See his butt cheeks.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's probably annoying. Either way it goes. You know what I'm saying? Like whether we're watching ice skating or watching football or baseball, basketball, softball, whatever. It's probably annoying to somebody. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I likened it to, let's say, perfect example, if I date somebody that doesn't like drinking wine. You may not like it, but you know I do. And you know I'm into tastings. Are you going to come with me to a tasting? Maybe you may try, when they come around, you'll say, oh, you know what, just just pour a little bit. I don't really want a full glass or a lot of it because I don't really like wine. But you're open to at least trying it with me or at least going with me. That's what I look for. That's what I like. You know, I want someone to be able to experience new things, maybe that they've never tried before with me. You know, maybe I have, but they haven't. And they're still open to doing something. You know, I mean, hey, you know, I'm not the most knowledgeable person when it comes to football, but I will still go to a bar with, you know, with my boo or with my friends, you know, and I'll hang out at a game, you know, watch a game just because, you know, because I want to be around people and I want to be around my friends and I want them. I like to see their energy that comes from them watching said game. And I might be like, damn, what happened? Why they throw the flag? Like in my mind, I'm thinking, why they throw the flag on the play?
Let me catch you right there and see. But I've been out with you in that setting. And you give the balance of, you'll be like, "Ooh, damn, that was a nice hit." And at the same time, just like how you said, you'd be like, "Wait a minute, what just happened? Why did they throw the flag on that? Or why are they moving the ball back or something?" So you give that comfort zone balance.
But it's right.
And but let me go back to your earlier point. As you said about going to a tasting and stuff, there's been times that we've gone to tastings or we've gone to bars, and I'll be like, shit, I know Queen knows, especially when it comes to wine, a whole lot more than I do. So I'll be like, yo, Queen, what's up with that one? Do you know about that one? Have you had that? Blah, blah, blah. Or even when it comes to certain whiskeys, I'll acquiesce to you to be like, hey, have you had that? Blah, blah, blah. Where is it from? Blah, blah, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Even friends. See, so, that's a perfect example. Even friends should be like that. If you have friends that aren't open to doing shit with you just because they don't like doing it, they suck.
And not absolutely.
And not in a good way.
Ooh.
Just saying.
I agree.
That smile was hilarious. So, I kind of feel like you answered it, but you didn't.
Me, personally?
I mean, I know this has gone on really long, but...
I'll just keep it short and sweet. You can basically already hear what kind of sports person I am.
Interception. No, that was a completed pass.
Excuse me. Wait, no, was, I know what an interception looks
touchdown.
Like.
That was a touchdown.
And a touchdown. Now, when you start getting all technical about tight ends and the linebacker and running up the center and all, you're doing too much. But what I will do, I've been at bars where there's sports playing. And be honest with you, I'm not super interested. I'm probably more interested in the drinks. But after a while, when a touchdown or interception, like, yeah, I kind of like the screaming part and, you know, the nuts on the counter. You know, that kind of thing. So I enjoy that. But when I'm at home, nuts. I'm coming. When I'm at home, I will, you know, you're with someone. I let them do their thing. You go ahead and watch sports. I'll leave the room, come back. Hey, what's going on? Sit down for 10, 15 minutes. I go watch something I really want to watch. I come back and just, I do it that way. For me, I find it's easier. And if he's real big sports nuts, on Sundays, we just don't really kind of, during football season, we just probably don't hang out until after or before the game.
Yeah.
It works out that way.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that was real.
Yeah, yeah.
See, sometimes... Questions you think are easy are hard. So hit us up. Feedback. InDeepShow@yahoo.com. 202-750-1437. So you can answer these questions.
Wow. That was, I like that one. That was spirited.
Yeah.
That was, I like that.
Triple Sow Cow. Look it up.
You know, Queenie Queen.
Yes.
I had an interaction on Twitter this week with a listener, and they said that one thing that they want to come back on the show is Hood Times.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I informed her that Hood Times is coming.
Get to writing.
It's coming. It's it's, the writing is there. Everything is there. It's just, again, I thought the clash of schedules that was going to end in December has leaked a little bit into January. So it's hard to do Hood Times when we're not fully staffed or what have you.
Time you need a J-Lit.
But what I did let her know was in 2017, what we tried to implement in 2016 was having listeners call in Come and on. Read a part on her times.
Hey, come on.
I like
You're going to get the same treatment that all of us get. No one sees the script until right before we start.
That's
the
why
segment.
It sounds so great.
Exactly.
So.
Improv.
So, yeah, it's all improv. And we will email you the script right before it's time to go on. But we are, we're opening Skype. If you want to Skype in and read a part on her times, if you want to read a character on her times, we're here for you.
Childline.
Now, listen.
This
is something that a lot of shows, a lot of podcasts just don't do.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of podcasts just don't open it for you to come on to the show.
Don't be
and
shy.
Play a major role. IDS marches to the beat of our own drum, and that's what we do. But you have to understand, it doesn't work without you. We don't bite. We're not going on you. We're not here to embarrass you. We just want you to come on, have some fun with us. Let your friends know, you know, hey, I was on the show. Let them listen to it. Whatever, whatever, whatever floats your boat.
Don't want to hear no one.
So, just, you know, hit us up. Let us know if you want to be down.
Don't be scared.
Email us. I mean, we're going to start right now. Just taking names and information. If you want to read a part on Hood Times, you know, it is nothing but a stroke of a pen. I will write you into a scene. And we will make up a character if we don't have one. We will get you in. But it takes you to jump out there just like it takes you to come in with the feedback and everything that makes this show what it is that you enjoy.
Word.
The show will only get better if you involve yourself.
Word.
We see the numbers. We see how many people are downloading the show. We see how many people are liking the show, sharing the show. We just need some of you all to jump out there, interact with us, jump on with us. You know what I'm saying? If you're in the DMV, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to tread lightly.
Okay, I'm like,
If you're in the DMV and we get to know each other
there you go.
On that level,
there you go.
We will even invite you to the studio Word. To sit in with us on the show.
Word.
So, you know, that's how we do it. It's just like that. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I don't know a lot of podcasts that opens up the airwaves, opens up their front doors for you to come in and get down with them. We do. So if you want this show to continue to get better, if you want us to reach the level of fun that you've grown to appreciate and love, understand it takes you interacting to make it even better. All right.
Word up.
Get off that soapbox. And with that being said, only if she remembers, damn it, Gina.
One finger, two fingers.
Yay.
Yay, yay. I don't have any. I normally don't have a one finger. Do I have a one finger? I do have a one finger. Fuck it. one finger.
An apothecary's talking.
Yeah, right? One finger to shitty bosses.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that know you're good but don't really appreciate you until you're gone.
Mm.
One finger to you, you jerkwad. / douchebag. So, two fingers. And it's going to sound odd coming after my one finger. Prayer. I'm going to add to that. I would just say I've been in prayer quite a bit. The last, you know, in 2017, well, before, but a lot more early part of this year. Well, technically, we are in early part of this year. And I just want to say, you know, prayer works. It helps. Mentally, emotionally, spiritually. So for me, I would just say two fingers to prayer. And, you know, that's it.
Queenie Queen.
All right. Let's see. My one finger is easy. You had a minute to think about it. Mine is easy. I would like to... One finger to this band that... Come on. You got people stuck in airports all over the place.
I thought you were talking musical. I'm like, oh shit, you're going to put me up on some new music?
Why would I one finger a band?
I thought, I mean, I'm just saying, you said a band. I'm like, B-A-N. What band?
B-A-N.
Okay, I got you.
Not the ones that make them dance. Right. Not those.
I'm like,
for a second, I was kind of like,
what? I'm looking at you like, hold on, what show you go to band, and they let me know band. About?
What they do? They were stuck in the airport?
Yeah. No. To the band on the, well, I didn't want to say the Muslim band, but it really is the Muslim band. So one finger to that. Because, first of all, how are you going to include countries that really haven't had any problems in the last damn near 40 years, but exclude, I mean, yeah, the ones that have had problems? Oh, that's because you have political gains, monetary gains from these countries. Mm-hmm. They're in your pocket, you're in their pocket. So that's why you didn't. Part of me appreciates it because that means I can still do my travel in a couple of months to one of those places. So it's not a thank you on that, but you still suck for that. So one finger to you for that, because that's horrible. And actually, I'm going to get these two fingers to Ashley Judd for being woke AF. Yes. And for just, I mean, come on. Like, I just want to know who wrote that for her. Or did she write that herself? Or who taught her to go in the proper cadence of that? But, well, that kind of almost makes it seem like I'm not really giving her proper props. But anyway, sorry about that, Ashley. Two fingers to you for just being woke.
Absolutely. Putting it down. The way you put it down.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You know, for me, two fingers, I was actually going to fly by the seat of my pants. I didn't really know off the break what I was going to say, but I have to sort of piggyback on Damn Gina's two fingers. It's been a very, very, very trying week and a half, 2 weeks. And at the end of it all, I just had to take a minute yesterday and just, I was a bit moved to tears. To the fact that the Most High is so, so good to me and has me just so in his pocket. And I don't recognize and I don't give the love that I'm supposed to. So, yeah, so I'm with you on that, Damn Gina. Prayer is amazing. And prayer is so amazing because it comes when you don't even do it. It comes when you don't even acknowledge it. It comes when you don't even respect. So, yeah, definitely two fingers to Most High on that. One finger to, damn, it almost sounds like I'm going identical with Dan Magina on this. One finger to overzealous employers that feel they got this shit locked down when they really don't. So I'm going to have to give one finger to them.
Okay.
Now we just got finished talking about how we do here on IDS, where we'll just put you on the show live. We got one of our most loyal listeners actually just called on the phone. I don't even know what he called for, but I just put him live on the show. So long fingers, you there?
He don't even know he there.
Oh, wait a minute. Long fingers, that you there?
That's me.
Long fingers, you are live on the show, sir.
Oh, shit. Okay. Can I curse?
You can curse. Come on, man.
Oh,
you
shit.
Listen to can the I show curse? Every week.
Right. Okay.
How you doing, long fingers?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
Good.
Very well.
Okay. He can barely hear you because you're actually not all the way through the system. But
okay.
Super yeah. good.
Yeah. So everybody said they're good.
Okay. Good.
So yeah. Long fingers. Do you have a one finger, two finger you want to share with the people?
A one finger, a two finger I want to share with the people? What does that mean?
Come on, man. You listen to the show. You know we close our show out every week with the one finger, two finger. Two fingers of peace, one finger's a fuck you.
Oh, okay. Two fingers of fuck you to Donald Trump.
Okay, that's a one finger.
Close
one finger. Oh, I'm fucking up already. I'm fucking up the one finger, two finger.
Yeah, you are. This dude hits me every week after he finishes listening to the show. So I'm like, I know you listen every week.
Right, I do. I check it.
Well, definitely. One finger Donald Trump. Any two fingers? Any peace? Peace and love to anybody?
Peace and love to y'all. Peace and love to my kids and my grandmother.
That's dope.
Nice, nice. All right, Mr. Longfingers, I'm going to hit you in like 5 minutes to get up in your paws on what it is I hit you about earlier.
Okay.
That sounds real gay. I don't want you to say that to me ever again.
I paused it, though. I paused it. You heard the pause.
We all paused.
I thought you were saying pause like P-A-W. I'm teasing.
I paused it.
Teasing.
Watch yourself. Goddamn it. Boy, see what we got to go through on here. All right, so we about to get out of here. And as always, we would. Oh, yeah. Hey, Queen, you going to take it or Damn Gina? Who's going to take it?
No, let Damn Gina, because that would be hilarious.
That would, it would be hilarious.
You know she don't know.
Well, I'm like, what?
Right.
As always, the IDS show would like to say in closing.
Oh, wait. Peace and love and tranquility. Wait, no. Mark always says, what does he say? Oh, God. I don't know.
If God woke you up this morning.
Oh, yeah, then you are okay.
Yeah, okay, that's close. All right.
You're doing good.
We're going to go with that.
Amen and hallelujah.
All right.
All right. We miss you, Mark.
All right. All right. Everything I do gonna be wrong, yeah. From now on, yeah. Everything I do gonna be wrong, yeah. From now on, I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house, out damn spot. You better.